Welcome back to the Two Pointers Podcast. I'm Trevor Everett, and you're probably looking at the title wondering why the heck we're doing this. Well, obviously, since the last Trivia Showdown, I have met these two hilarious fellows, Julian and Caleb, so we're going to put them to the test. The On the Clock boys are going to go head-to-head in famously known as Trivia Showdown here on this channel, but I'm looking forward to it. If you're new here, welcome, hello, thank you. Feel free to like, comment, subscribe down below. If you're not new here and you're like, oh, this is dope, Trivia Showdown's back, just remember the three rules. Have fun, learn something, and it's going to be difficult. So without further ado, we're going to do 30-second intros. Caleb, Julian, not the first time here, obviously, so say hello.
Hi, hello.
Caleb's currently in a podcast recording room. Julian, how are you? New basement setup, it looks like. Looks dope.
Yeah, new basement setup. Got my whiteboard in the background with some little tricks. Got this my photos point. From when I was a little leaguer and all different sports in here. Some Eagles merch, some Phillies merch, some Flyers merch.
Some Jack Clark photos in there too, it looks like.
I think. If you know, you know. Actually, I don't think that the picture with him is on this wall.
If you know, you know. I've told these guys the format already. Obviously, they just heard the rules, but we'll jump right into it because we've got a little bit of a time crunch. If you're wondering on YouTube why the heck you see one mic and why I'm holding another, long story short, technical difficulties. There will be some really big audio upgrades on this channel very, very soon. So deal with the fact that you're going to hear me moving around the mic all the time because I'm not used to this. So without further ado, these guys have their whiteboard slash piece of paper. It'll help the YouTube audience out. I am going to go over the rules and the format. Okay, good. That's all good. Hopefully, you'll be able to use that to win. So, if you're new here, the format goes as follows. I tried to be as fair as possible to the other six episodes worth of people. Obviously, shout out to my buddy Carl Heiser for scoring an unbelievable like 19 million points and blowing the college one out the water. The format goes 10 questions and a 60-second finale round where you'll have 60 seconds to name as many possible answers. The format goes as these are free response questions. There are a few other odd style questions in there and a couple of multiple choice. They will not know what's coming. The general topic is NBA history slash NBA, just NBA knowledge. This one wasn't really a theme. I didn't really want to throw you guys on the ringer like that. So I also have been compiling these. These were all scrapped questions over the years. So these are all questions that should have been used at some point. So they are going to be difficult. All right.
I suck at trivia, so I want to preface. It's
about to be your elbow,
yeah,
Julian.
I'm also very bad at trivia. Right. I told Trevor, I told you beforehand.
Lay out the excuses. It's okay.
Be lucky to get three right.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Question number one. What active NBA player is the only player in NBA history to win a Sixth Man of the Year, Most Valuable Player, and scoring title in his career? So, and I'm obviously going to tell you before if it's a multiple choice. This is obviously not one of them, so good luck. I'm going to read the question again as you think. You can talk out loud. Obviously, be careful because that may help your opponent. But I'm going to help fill time. I haven't done this in a long time, filling time like this, so I'll try my best. But you guys can help me out as best you can. I'll read the question one more time. What active NBA player is the only player in history to win a Sixth Man of the Year, MVP award, and scoring title in a career? Again, feel
is
free
to... Is active now, yeah?
Active, oh, current. Yes, current active player. I love how I said it was going to be NBA history and then led with a current active player. But he is the only guy in NBA history to do this feat. So why is that important? We're going to talk about it in just a moment.
My MVP knowledge is suspect at best. But in fact, I think I have an idea.
I used to be able to name every MVP in order from 68 to 2021 without looking.
Like Nick Wright.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that was dope. Yeah, that was the only thing I've ever liked about Nick Wright. Sorry, Nick.
Light flux.
For the sake of time, obviously, some of these questions you'll get more time than others, but do we think we have an answer written down? You can just give me a thumbs up or a yes. I think we're good.
I have the correct answer written down.
I have the right one, but I have an answer.
I'm going to try my best to alternate. I'm going to start with Caleb based on that confident answer.
James Harden.
Okay. You can hold it up for the YouTube audience as well. That'd be great. I've had some comments.
I've got Carmelo Anthony.
Okay. James Harden, Carmelo Anthony. All right, returning from injury last night, James Harden is the career active leader with Sixth Man of the Year, Most Valuable Player, and scoring title in an NBA career. I thought that it would trick you guys thinking it was all in the same season, but then I'm like, can't win Sixth Man and the MVP in the same season probably. So it is James Harden.
Oklahoma City.
He did. Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, for those that are new here, Julian's a Sixers fan, so unfortunately that should have probably been a painful staking question for him. But 1 point to Caleb, 1-0 so far. We'll go ahead and keep rolling on to question number two. These will get harder, Caleb. Don't expect that to be the same level of question the entire time. That was a good one, though. I'm really surprised you pulled that out, honestly. Like, that's a really hard question if you don't think about it. That one's like, anyway, we'll talk about it after off recording. But that question can be very difficult. All right, question number two. The Miami Heat, in just 35 years in the league, have already created a very storied history. What was the first jersey to ever be retired by the Miami Heat? What NBA jersey or what player's jersey?
Like a number?
The player. Okay. The player. What player's jersey was retired by the Miami Heat first? 35 years in the league, storied history. Who was this player?
Could you give us when the year that the jersey was retired or no?
For two reasons, I cannot. One, I do not know it in front of me. And two, I do think it will help you. The point of this is to have fun, learn something, and be difficult. Unfortunately, I apologize for not having it, but I do think it would help you.
I do too. That's why.
I would definitely.
The hint, though, 35-year history. Like, that's not that long in the grand scheme of teams and jersey retirements. Just thinking out loud.
I think I have it. Okay. I'm pretty confident.
I will say this as a hint. This will not help you whatsoever, but a hint for the listeners that are not new here. Thank you. This has been used on Trivia Showdown twice already. This question.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time. I have my answer down. I don't think it's the right answer, but
I'm going to alternate. So, Julian?
I've got Alonzo Mourning.
Okay. Very famous answer to this question.
I have Alonzo Mourning as well.
I'm going to preface this. This is my favorite NBA fun fact of all time, and you both are not going to feel bad about it, I promise. Alonzo Mourning has been guessed every single time this has been a question. It is not Alonzo Mourning. Let me go ahead and tell you that now. Now GM of the Miami Heat, Pat Riley, famously retired Michael Jordan's jersey, and he was the first player in Miami Heat history to have been retired by the Miami Heat. Michael Jeffrey Jordan is the first player in Miami Heat history.
Wasn't it retired like within the first like 7 years of their existence?
Pretty much.
Because he retired. It was like a year after he retired.
So they were expanded in 88. And then it would have been right at the turn of the century. So, yeah, about 12 to 15 years, give or take.
Is Alonzo Mourning not the first player that actually played for the Heat to get his number retired, though?
He is. I did look that up before. He is. That's a good – it's like I said, okay. Great guesses. But technicalities here, this is supposed to be hard. So, Michael Jordan, unfortunately for you guys, is the first.
All I thought about was who from that championship team retired first.
That was my thing.
And my next thought was like Antoine Walker or somebody like that.
Shout out to Antoine Walker. Underrated. Yeah. All right. Score update. I'll keep doing them since it's just me. Obviously, in the past, I've had Josh. Josh, I miss you. last time he would do the score update for me.
I miss you too, Josh.
1-0, Caleb still so far. Question number three. This one's quick and easy, and you should probably know it. What player is 10-0 all time in game sevens in NBA history? For the YouTube audience, these two wrote answers pretty quickly, or at least went to try to write them down really quickly. What player is 10-0 all-time in Game 7s in NBA history? This question was scrapped, and I'm very sad it was not used in a previous episode, but it is being used today because he deserves his credit. 10-0 is ridiculous.
That might have ruined it.
I don't care. Well, 10-0 is ridiculous. I don't care what anyone says. Like, I mean, whether it gave you the answer or not, I don't care. This guy deserves every bit of credit I'm about to give him. So, and hopefully you two are about to give him because, you know, it's your answer, I hope. I don't want a 1-0 sweep for until we get to the finale. I really don't. Julian, it's okay. It'll get harder.
I think Caleb has it. And I think I also have it.
All right, Caleb, go right ahead.
The King.
Go right ahead with your answer.
The King from Akron.
LeBron, okay.
Julian? Yeah, I've got the same thing.
I feel like this guy should be disrespected by that. This guy, the greatest Game 7 player of all time, I looked it up. There's no debate. There are good answers. I'm sure LeBron's one of them. Unfortunately, LeBron is not correct. Rest in peace to one of the greatest players of all time. Bill Russell is 10-0 all time in Game 7s. He never lost a Game 7. Fun fact, he only lost two Game 6s in his NBA career. So that man either didn't make Game 6s or when he made Game 7s,
never have gotten to Game 7. You know what I mean?
Which is dope, by the way.
So my thought process was, like, it has to be a player that obviously has been to the playoffs a ton and has been in a ton of series. So my first thought was LeBron, just based off the sheer amount of playoff series he's been. So,
yes, sir. Another good guess that is worth it mentioning, Jordan in the finals never went to a Game 7. So obviously this is career. Obviously, I just gave you career for 10-0. That's Bill Russell. But and we're talking just finals only. Question. It's Russell and Jordan. So both deserving, by the way. Both question. It could have been either or, but obviously Jordan was the answer before. So unfortunately, still 1-0, but I think this one will be really funny. I think you guys will enjoy this next one. So question number 4, Julian will answer first once we're ready. This one is actually a new format. So closest to the number without going over is going to get the point. If you both are over, the closest person will obviously get it, perhaps is right style. Prior to the NBA season, basketballs are sent to get to teams. Practice balls, scouting team balls, G League balls, all kinds of like Wilson or whoever, right? They send them basketballs to the teams. But game balls are very selective. How many game balls are sent to the NBA teams that have to be used as those game balls every single year? As of this year.
Each team or total?
Each team. Total would have been a pain. Each team, I think, is a little more interesting because it's, you'll see. Each team's a little more interesting. Not that the number on the other one wouldn't be, but I found this fascinating. How many game balls are sent to each team? Or what? If one team's getting their season's worth of game balls, how many is that? Shout out to Hoops Addict for this really fascinating stat as of this year, by the way. The number was updated in the last, like, 2 years. Do we have any kind of resemblance of... No rush, but do we have any resemblance of an answer?
Yeah.
All right. I can tell when Caleb's done. Julian, it looks like you think after you're done, like you might change it, which is, by the way, nothing's locked in until I ask, so you're good.
I did change it twice.
All right, you're good. So, I'm going to go ahead. You're next. What is your number?
123.
Okay. Caleb?
41.
Okay, I've got to do math here really quick. Hold on. Because I think you both are really so close.
I guesstimated that there were 3 game balls per game.
Okay, so just, Caleb said 41.
I guessed one for every home again.
That was my initial guess. But I figured they would have backups.
I like that. So Caleb was 41, correct?
Yes.
All right, so Caleb was 31 away. Julian, you said what now?
123. What was the number?
I'm looking at it right now. So Caleb is going to get the point. Caleb's going to get the point by 20. So very, very close. The teams are sent 72 game balls.
Almost sent 82. Damn.
Why they're sent 72 and not 82, I don't really understand. But they have to use 72. So like by the end of the year, guys are swapping out the balls. And you know how the guys will like get their hands dirty on it and whatever, whatever. They have 72 that have to be used in that arena for that team every single year. Fascinating stuff. Shout out to Hoops Addict. The link will be in the description below showing all the data for that. Really, really cool article. So, score update. Caleb is now... Somebody had to get a point there unless you both were... I guess technically nobody. No matter what, someone was going to get it. But 2-0. Julian, you still got plenty of time. You still got a bonus round. Yeah, I don't think it's particularly hard. Yeah.
I'm going to just get trapped.
We'll have a score update on that eventually. All right. So this is... Technically not NBA history, so this is kind of a layup, but like at least in terms of just a little bit easier, hopefully, for either of you in general. I'm going to give you some statistics of an active NBA player, and I want you to guess that NBA player. Okay. This is this year, by the way. These stats are 2 weeks old because I did this two weeks ago, so just keep that in mind. But they didn't fluctuate much. I looked at them this morning. So guess the active NBA player based on career stat line. You're going to have a little bit more time on this one.
Career stat line?
Based on career stat line. Yes, that's why it's NBA history. Okay. Sorry. Active NBA player career stat line. I couldn't even read my own notes. So, 23.6 points per game, 3.9 rebounds, 4.7 assists, and you can be writing them if you want. I'm going to read this multiple times while you guys get your answers. 45-35-87 splits, 18 PER, and 32 win shares. 23 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, 4.5 assists, 45, 35, 87 splits.
How many rebounds per game was it again?
3.9, so 4. Yep. 18 PER and 32 win shares. Active NBA player, while everyone's waiting, if you're watching on YouTube, if I can actually get the YouTube videos to process like they're supposed to. Hopefully this is less than an hour and that won't be a problem. But light the beam. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings. I haven't done like a active live thought process video since Julian's recording with NBA report cards. So a lot's happened. Unfortunately, I missed 12 days of action to talk about whatever with the series on TikTok. But I'm excited to talk about the Kings this week. So, all right, 23.6. What's up?
They've been playing well. Shout out.
They have been. It's been insane.
Very good team.
23.6 points per game. I'll read it one more time for the audio listeners. 4 rebounds per game, 4.5 assists, 45, 35, 87 splits, 18 PER, and 32 win shares. Do we have answers? Yes. Caleb, I believe it is your time to go first.
I think that is Bradley Beal.
Okay.
I also think that is Bradley Beal.
Okay. That's a really good guess. A couple of ties in there. I'm going to be really nice, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you both that you're incorrect, but I'm not going to take any points. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you how many games played, and I'm going to give you a chance to change it.
Okay.
I should have just gave you the games. I should have told you it was. I should have not told you if it was correct, and then gave you the games and see if you did change it. Whatever. Yeah, I make the rules. 493 games played as of 2 weeks ago. 493 games. I actually like that I told you it was wrong, because then you have to change it. Then I have to see what your second. You're basically getting a second chance instead of a hint. I don't give hints on this show. So 493 games played, for what it's worth, 23.5 points per game, 4 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 45, 35, 87 splits, 18 and 32 PER win shares, respectively. Without giving anything away, any thought process out loud for the listeners?
I have a hunch, but I'm not sure.
Bradley Beal, by the way, is a good guess. I want to just be clear. Bradley Beal is a great guess for both of you. That's not a, like, I'm not, normally I would say, good guess, and it would be like way off, but it's actually a good guess. Bradley Beal is a good one. I think the games played would have given it away. I think neither of you would have guessed Bradley Beal if I had given you games played out the rip, because obviously he was drafted in 2012. So, there's your NBA feel old moment for the day. Bradley Beal was drafted in 2012. Scary, I know, for the five of you that cared about that. Someone out there is going, holy crap, that was Anthony Davis's draft. And I'm like, yeah, it was. It was 10 years ago, dog. That would be a fun redraft, by the way. Hint, hint. All right, I am going to back you into a corner and say I'm ready for a guess.
I don't like this answer. Give me a second. I'm still thinking.
You're good. We still got plenty of time. All right. I'm not giving anything away. This player's been on a tear recently. I have really enjoyed his play recently.
I guess I'm good.
All right.
I think I'm just going to roll with it.
Julian, I'll give you 10 more seconds.
Oh, no.
There are some more questions you will have to think a lot about.
Damn it.
This is one of the harder ones, I think, just to be clear. Obviously guessing a stat line. Last time I did it was college-themed trivia with Jim Arrange. Carl knew it was Jimmer Fredette the moment I said, like, you know, how many games, and Carl just knew it immediately. It was like, oh, well, I named my podcast after Jimmer Fredette. I probably should know who he was in college based on stats. So we've had some fun choices on the show. All right, Julian, while you're writing it down, actually, I think technically you're going first because you're question number 6. So go right ahead, my friend.
Devin Booker.
Okay.
Caleb? I feel bad about it, but I think it's Devin Booker.
I think my first option was Devin Booker, but I don't think that's right. I think it's Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum's a good guess. So is Devin Booker. Devin Booker's correct. Julian's going to get the point. We're going to go to
his favorite player in the league, bro.
Also my favorite non-Laker. Not that you two will ever be on Trivia Showdown again, because it's typically a one and done format for people, so every guest can have a chance. But just so you know, I typically pick a reason for these players. The reason is it's Caleb's favorite player.
When you said I've been loving his play recently, I went, you just ruined it. And I'm like, it has to be Devin Booker. And then I'm like, no, I thought that because of that, I'm like, it has to be Devin Booker. But then I'm like, man, I don't know if the man's only played five. I don't know if he's played less than 500 games.
He's missed some games.
Tatum's probably close. I think Tatum's probably closer to just being at that mark.
We'll look now.
Tatum's other numbers are too high for that.
Maybe. Let's look. I'm gonna look at it right now. We have no reason not to. I'm looking it up right now.
Jason, really wanted to put Devin Booker.
You know what? I don't even care if I lose now.
Tatum has played 389 games. 21 and a half, 6.5, and 3 assists.
That's what, yeah, I figured that his rebounds and assists would be higher.
Hold on. No, the shooting splits, though, were, like, identical. 45, 35, 87 was Booker, right? 45, 38, 84. Holy cow. And, like, the same win share in PER. Okay. So,
the
whole point.
Splits. Honestly, that made me think of Tatum, though. Because I'm like, Booker's at least up at 37, bro. I thought he was up, like, 37.
Remember, he was a shot chucker earlier. He was a shot chucker on a bad team for most of his career. Hey, you know what?
Favorite player.
Hey, I know, look, by the way, he's my favorite non-Laker as well. So, like, the whole point of that. Every time I do these, there's a reason for why I pick the question or the answer. So, there's your reason, obviously. So, it's okay, man. You're good.
I lost. As far as I'm concerned, I lost this challenge.
That's a moral victory for me, no matter what the score says.
It's all good. It's all good. All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to question number 6. Actually, that was question number 5. Question number 6 now. And the score, for recap, is 1-2, Caleb. What NBA legend has had his jersey number retired by the Harlem Globetrotters? What NBA legend has his number retired by the Harlem Globetrotters? Emphasis on legend, because are the Globetrotters even, like, legit anymore? Like, I feel like they're just like a circus sideshow. I went to one game like 5 years ago. Like, I don't know. They play the same Washington Generals team. They play the same Washington Generals team every single game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's different players. Like, it's different. It's different.
That's true.
Like, they bring in local guys.
They remind me of the and
one.
One year
I went, and that's like the point of it. They try to bring in like that and one type of style. So they're getting guys exposure that could join the Harlem Globetrotters technically. I remember I went when I was like 12 or 13. And there was this one dude on the Generals that lit up the Globetrotters for like 45. Was like just absolutely fuego from deep. Hit like 4 4-point shots. It was unreal. I mean, they get some real talent that comes out there, but not like this guy.
No. Oh, okay. Sounds like you might know the answer. Julian, do you have an answer written down though?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Caleb's up first because it's question number 6.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay. Julian?
I said Jason Williams, but I know that's wrong.
Caleb's going to take a 3-1 lead. Can he blow it today? Wilt Chamberlain is correct. Wilt Chamberlain is
only NBA player in history to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. He actually played for them before he even came into the NBA.
Yep, and he only spent 1 year with the team, and on March 9th, 2000, retired his number of 13 on March 9th. Yep.
One season, $1 million.
So, 3-1.
A lot of money at that time.
Yep, 3-1. Julian, you still got plenty of time because there's still four more questions to go, as well as the lightning round. Obviously, it's going to be anybody's game at that point. We've had some insane comebacks with the lightning round. So, I always like asking this question. This was always hilarious, and I changed the format of it. This is actually a bonus question, but it has no points involved. It is just a fun little, you have 3 words. How are you feeling through 3 games, or through 5 questions? Julian, what is your answer?
Pretty darn good.
Okay. Caleb?
I feel like Hoodie Eagle.
3-0.
That's like when Charles Barkley said, Chris Paul, Steve Nash, must-see TV. 3 words.
3 words. More like 12. More like 12.
Chris Paul, must-see TV.
All right. This one's a true or false. I don't think I've ever done true or false before, so this one's literally a 50-50 shot. Good luck.
Jesus.
The Detroit Pistons and the Los Angeles Lakers, up until 30 days into the season, both had not won a road game at the time of writing this question. Neither of them had wrote, so I'm changing the format. They've obviously won road games since this question was written, so I'm changing the format. But as of obviously doing this now, the Pistons and the Lakers, up until the 30-day mark of the season, had not won a road game. True or false, if either team had pulled it off, had it ever happened in NBA history before? Had a team ever won for an entire season, had a team ever not won a road game? Or let me reword it to make sure it's not confusing. Would they have been the first team in NBA history to not have won a road game the entire season? True or false? Would they have
so
been
we're saying
the first?
True if we think that
they would
be
have been the first.
First.
Correct. Okay. False if they have not. Yes. Thank you. I, again, wrote these questions 2 weeks ago and formatted them to make sure the grammar didn't sound too far off 2 weeks later. But I did fact check them all this morning. All of them are still correct. So, except for this one got weird because like I wrote them when I wrote these 2 weeks ago, the Pistons and Lakers, like I said, had not won a game yet on the road. And the Pistons, I knew about the Pistons one because I mentioned it in the 60 second series or whatever you want to call it. And then I I watch every Lakers game and had no idea the Lakers hadn't won a road game yet. Like, it just completely slipped my mind. I'm like, oh, that's fun. So, do we have answers? It was literally 50-50.
Yep.
All right, Julian, true or false? False. Okay.
Going false. I think that there was a shortened season where that happened to a team.
Okay.
That's my basis.
I had false as well. I felt like for the same reason that he did, and I feel like there's some team early in NBA history that just couldn't get it done on the road.
Okay, I'm going to be really nice. You're both correct. But if you can give me a year and the team, you don't have to get the year right. You just have to give me a year and a team. If you get the team right, I'll give you another
point. That's some like Atlanta. That's like some 1980s Atlanta Hawks type stuff.
I think it's earlier than that. There's teams that have won like no games. I wonder if it was the 09 Charlotte Hornets. Whatever year that Charlotte Hornets
Bobcats.
Bobcats won seven games.
Both good guesses. According to our friends at StatMuse, the Boston Celtics in 1946-47 did not win a road game.
Wow. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, and that's why I just like, hey, you know what? If you get it, you get it. But so false is correct. You both had a point. The score is now 4-1.
Hey, whoa, I have
4-2. See, this is why, look, Josh, you used to keep up with scores. This is what you did. I never could keep up. Whatever. So 4-2. My bad. 4-2. Caleb is still leading, but there's still three more regular questions, as well as there is another multiple choice like we talked about, or another free answer. So keep rolling to question number 8. Multiple choice on this one. First one of these, so good luck. What player won Rookie of the Year in NBA history despite never winning Rookie of the Month once? What player won Rookie of the Year despite winning Rookie of the Month never? You guys are what we would call ourselves draft sickos, the three of us. So this is obviously semi-draft related because these guys are rookies. We follow the guys into the league. What player won Rookie of the Year despite winning Rookie of the Year zero times? Any thought process for the fun of the fact that I don't ask that much?
It's probably a team that doesn't win much. So there was probably a rookie on a team that didn't win much. Two guys stick out in my head very distinctly, and they're pretty recent.
Yeah, I have one that I'm 95% sure it is. But
all right, for the fun of the fact, Caleb, you're going to go first. Obviously, it's an even number. Give me both of them, and then give me like your two you were between, and then give me your right answer, or like your short answer.
I was between Michael Carter Williams and Tyreke Evans.
I didn't even read the multiple choice. I'm so sorry, y'all. This is multiple choice. This is totally my bad. My bad. All right, multiple choice, so you can hold on to whatever you're about to say. Multiple choice. What player won Rookie of the Year despite never winning Rookie of the Month at least once? Thank you for as soon as you said it, I look over and I went, oh, I'm such an idiot. All right, sorry. Is it A, Tyreke Evans, B, Malcolm Brogdon, C, Michael Carter-Williams, or D, Luka Doncic? What player won Rookie of the Year despite never winning Rookie of the Month? Julian, did your answer change? Sorry about the format.
Okay. My answer did not change.
I'm curious to know. Once Caleb narrows this down, what play? Yeah, that was totally my fault, guys. thank you for catching that. Or I guess whoever ended up helping there. Man, what player won Rookie of the Year? Tyreke Evans, Malcolm Brogdon, Michael Carter-Williams, Luka Doncic. You can write the player or the letter, as long as you know who the player is on the letter. All right, Caleb's deliberating, even though he had two already, and both of them were on this list, which, by the way, wasn't intentional. I definitely already had these written down. You could hear, you could obviously hear this keyboard from a mile away. So,
I'm going to change. I'm not going to go with either of the answers that I had. I think it's C, Malcolm Brogdon.
So C was Michael Carter Williams. Are you going with C or are you going with A, Tyreke Evans?
B was Michael.
B, Malcolm Brogdon. C, Michael Carter-Williams.
Okay, then B, okay. Malcolm Brogdon.
Okay.
I had Michael Carter-Williams written down already, and I still think it's Michael Carter-Williams.
Okay. So last-minute deliberation, Julian. I'd be upset if I was you. I shouldn't have allowed it, but Malcolm Brogdon is correct, unfortunately. He changed at the last minute after hearing the multiple choice. Obviously, your two answers were Tyreke Evans, you said, and Michael Carter-Williams prior, and
he was on a team that was like – where they were good, So it was good enough to get him recognition for Rookie of the Year, but he didn't put up any numbers that would have made him Rookie of the Month at any point in time. I think Tyreek Evans had a couple months where he was scoring the ball well.
And Tyreek Evans' rookie year was insane. Like, was nuts.
And I'm pretty sure Michael Carter Williams won it in one of the first couple months.
He did. Fact checking you there. He did. Malcolm Brogdon obviously was the year that Joel Embiid was drafted as well, so that did not help his cause. A lot of cool thoughts process and stats there with second round picks, but Malcolm Brogdon did deserve it that year, I think.
I feel slightly schemed, but it's okay.
The president.
But,
It is what it is. Nothing you can do about it. Malcolm Brogdon is.
I think Caleb should get half a point on that because he would have gotten it wrong if it wasn't for the multiple choice.
Fun fact, though, half a point. You mentioned the half a point. We actually had a closest to the number without going over on the Houston Rockets one. Shout out to Will and James Piercy for that. They both guessed the exact same number, and the number was in like the thousands. It was pretty hilarious, and at that point, I just had to put my hands up and give them half the point, and they deserved it. One of the funniest clips. I need to repost that on TikTok. So. Whatever, I'm going to give him the full point because the final question, there are like 400 possible answers and you have plenty of time. So the score is now 5-2. Caleb is crushing what I thought was really hard trivia, unfortunately, for both of you. I really thought this was difficult, but maybe it's not. Question number nine.
Questions.
We're going to keep rolling. Hey, like I said, a lot of them are, I've scrapped them by sometimes my own will, but sometimes not my own will. So question number nine, rest in peace, Mamba. Kobe Bryant had more 50-point games in 1 week than what NBA player had in their entire career? This is multiple choice, so I'm about to read those and not forget. Kobe had more 50-point games in 1 week than what NBA player had in their entire NBA career. Is it A, Jamal Crawford, B, Carmelo Anthony, C, Tracy McGrady, or D, Dwayne Wade? I'm going to read my Malcolm Brogdon fun fact to fill time because I definitely forgot to read that. Malcolm Brogdon is the first non-first-round pick to win Rookie of the Year in the Common Draft era since 1966. So, not that that has anything to do with this question, not to distract either of you. But Mamba had more 50-point games in 1 week than what NBA player? Jamal Crawford, Carmelo Anthony, Tracy McGrady, or Dwayne Wade? Obviously, for those of you watching on YouTube, you're not unfamiliar with the biggest reason this question is on here. So... Also, you're seeing my lazy attempt at not changing the board that says report card, which was literally almost 3 weeks ago now. So, report card. Don't forget to send in your report cards, guys. By the way, Julian, some of these NBA team report cards have changed in less than 2 weeks. I literally thought back some of them, and I was like, wow, this team deserves an F now, or this team deserves a C now. It's like, it's crazy. All right. Thought processes with the fact that it's multiple choice. I am going to go ahead and start asking for answers. Julian, you are up with number nine.
I think it would be too obvious if it was Jamal Crawford. I think it's Dwayne Wade.
Okay, so D, Dwayne Wade. Caleb?
It's definitely not Jamal Crawford, and I put Dwayne Wade as well.
Okay, so the thought process is hilarious. So I want to make sure, like, you both know that this is what player had less than Kobe had in a week, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So Jamal Crawford, you're like, oh, that seems too obvious because obviously he shouldn't probably. But
I know he's had a few.
I know he's had one off the top of my head, which is, and I have the answers, obviously. So I'm going to read them in order.
He's had multiple.
So Kobe in 1 week had four 50-point games the week of March 23rd, 2007, the week of my birthday. Shout out, Kobe. In order, I'll read them from A to D. Sorry. Jamal Crawford had four. Carmelo Anthony also had four. Tracy McGrady also had four. And somehow you sniffed me out with letter D. Dwayne Wade had three freaking 50-point games in his NBA career.
Here's how you decipher that immediately.
Dang it.
Who's the worst three-point shooter out of the four of those players?
I also think
Dwayne Wade. Who shot the least three-pointers across their entire career out of those four players?
I would argue Tracy McGrady only because of the fact that he only played like 5 years. But
he was an absolute flamethrower, though.
Julian?
I thought that I had it because I know Jamal Crawford has had his occasional 50-point game here and there.
Apparently four of them.
Yeah. And I thought, like, Dwayne Wade's always been on a team where he's had a great second option. So I was like thinking about it through his career, I'm like, I can't remember a time where Dwayne Wade has just, like, been the hot hand for a game. I didn't think he had that.
2007 to about 2010.
I just love the fact that you, and both, by the way, the most famous one is that shot he hit in overtime where he jumped on the table. That was a 50-point game. But I love how you both, unlike the, you know, the school subject of math, that you both came up with different reasons for your answer that was ultimately correct. Julian's was based on, you know, team building and the guy he's had with him. Caleb said, you know what, who shot the least amount of threes? Like, they're all great thought processes. I'm really proud of both those thought processes. I'm really mad you both snipped that out, though. I'm really mad. If my scoring is correct, fact check me, it's 6-3. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, 6-3. Still one more question and plenty of time to go at the end. I will read really quick Kobe's week of March 23rd because it is deserving. 65-7 rebounds against the Blazers. 50 points and 6 rebounds versus the T-Wolves. Just scraped that one out. 60 points and 5 rebounds versus the Grizzlies. And 50 points and 7 rebounds versus the Hornets. There's not many guys that can do that. Like, that's just insane, right? Like, 65-50, 60-50. So, also shout out to, and I don't remember exactly, I think it might have been Overtime that had this interview reposted, but somebody today reposted an interview where he would have broken an NBA record for the most 40-point games in a row, and Phil Jackson basically made him, like, told him, like, hey, Shaq's got kind of upset, and he made him not score, and Kobe got to 38, and then he intentionally, like, basically lost them the game because he didn't score and whatever, whatever, and it was so funny. I like, died laughing. It was so good. So petty of him to get to 38 and not get 40. All right, score update, like I said, 6-3. We're going to go to question number 10 because we still have to have time for the 60-second finale. What player in NBA history won Finals MVP despite never winning the series that he played in? What NBA player won Finals MVP without winning the series? Caleb seemed pretty sure. Julian, don't rush because I promise you, you can get. I can promise you, you can get this one. I'm not shocked that one of you wrote it down immediately. Also, Caleb's never going to let either of us hear the end of this if he wins this. So, I'm looking forward to it.
I don't care. He missed he missed the Devin Booker question. So no matter what, I have the moral victory. That's the thing at the end of the day.
You also don't have Pistons wins in our skins draft. So
yeah, I'm also killing you guys in both skins drafts. Well, maybe not the college, but certainly the NBA one.
I know for a fact I'm in last in the college one. There's a couple of suspect ones.
I decided not to take the Suns with my first overall pick and instead took one of the worst teams in the NBA, and I still stand by that pick. All right, I've got my
answer. Can you get this one, though? I believe Julian is up. I don't even care at this point. Question number 10. Okay, Julian, give me your answer first.
I got Larry Bird. I was guessing that one of the Bird Magic era finals would be one of the losing guys got it. So I'm going to guess Larry Bird.
You would think that. That is really good logic.
That's tough. I mean, it's tough to write such a wrong answer when the correct answer is the logo.
He's correct. The correct answer is the logo. Jerry West in 69 finals. The Celtics.
He's going against the Celtics. Tough to win.
You got the rivalry right, Julian. Yeah, he had 37. I'm not a historian. It's okay. You don't have to be for this because the next question is going to be really fun. 1969 finals versus the Celtics. You had the Lakers-Celtics thing going. 37.9 points per game, 4.7 rebounds, and 7.4 assists. Just
Jerry West was him.
Stupid score.
That's why is the logo.
All right. With a final tally before we go to the finale, with a final tally of what, 7-3? Okay. Hey, people have done worse and people have done better. Don't worry. Don't be upset. 60-second finale. I am going to, for the sake of the fact you have to write as many as possible, go ahead and get that piece of paper prepared. And then obviously for the finale, we'll want to make sure that you have all those answers on there. I'll explain the format really quick. I'm going to read the question, and then you're going to have, when I say go because of audio delay on Zoom, you're going to write as many questions or answers as humanly possible. You do not lose points for wrong answers, so you can write as many as you want. So you can literally write every single one you think is possible. Okay. So
nicknames qualify,
as long as it's obvious who the player is. Like, if you write LBJ, I'm going to know who LeBron James is, obviously. Like, I would like you to write LeBron if you can, but, you know, whatever, right?
0% chance I do.
But the thought process here with the finale, you have 60 seconds, like I said, and at the end we're going to figure out who has more when I call the timer, and then we'll go with that person first and kind of rattle off till we get to the same amount, and we'll go from there. We'll go back and forth at that point. So, pins, for the sake of YouTube, I've had comments about that as well, pins where they can be seen on YouTube, for the sake of, I don't want that guy commenting again. We have talked a lot about NBA legends, right? We've talked a lot about guys and things around these guys, some folklore, right? Ultimately, when it's all said and done, right, these guys have to get it done. But sometimes you turn the ball over. In 60 seconds, when I say go, you're going to write down as many all-time turnover leaders in NBA history. What players have the most turnovers in NBA history? Begin. Deliberating with time here. I started the clock like 5 seconds late, so I'll keep an eye on it. We talked about players getting it done, but what happens if they can't? All-time total career. Total, by the way, not average. I did not say that. Total, not average. I have the NBA ABA. I have the ABA and the NBA only. I am going off the NBA ABA list because there are guys that played in both, and it, obviously Basketball Reference counts both of them. So you have 30 seconds remaining. This is the fastest 60 seconds of your life. I promise. Everyone has said that every time they played. So no wrong answers. Don't worry about talking to me. I am talking for the sake of the people on our lovely podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, and Google. Please subscribe if you haven't already. 15 seconds. I have no idea what happened to my last question. I'm a lot happier with my other one, and I can't find it anywhere. So for what it's worth. 3, 2, 1. Pins in the air. 1 minute has passed by. How many answers do we have, Julian?
I have 11.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Caleb?
I have 9. Okay. I don't think any of them are right, but it's all right.
Yeah. All right, so the score, for the sake of my sanity...
I just need Julian to not get 5 of his 11.
So for the sake of my sanity, I'm going to start with Julian because obviously you both have a lot of answers. I'm going to try to make sure I keep up with them as best I can, and then I'll tell you whether they're right or wrong. By the way, there is no, I didn't say this, top 25, obviously, because I'm not going to go 55 down the list. I forgot to say that. I don't think that matters at this point. 25 is a lot. That's typically what we do in these formats.
I think mine are terrible, but it's okay.
All right, well, give me 2 of them really quick, and then Caleb, whenever he reads those two, I'm going to see if you have any of those two.
I've got MJ and LeBron on there, just because of volume.
Okay, Jordan and LeBron, okay. So MJ, it's going to be so much fun trying to keep up with figuring out where they are on the list. So LeBron, Caleb, did you have LeBron or Jordan?
I have LeBron.
Okay, so did not have Jordan on there. Jordan is 34th, so unfortunately Jordan's not correct. But LeBron, as you both probably easily could have sniffed out, LeBron is number one in total career turnovers, 4,846. For perspective, the next guy is 300 below him. Yeah, it's obvious LeBron's going to have that record, and that's okay because he has like every other top 10 record in history. So who cares? All right, so Caleb had LeBron. I got that one there. I'll tally the scores up at the end just for the sake of the fact that I'm one person. Normally it would be me doing one thing and Josh doing the other, so this is my first time doing this solo. I'll give you both the check mark for LBJ. All right, let's go. We'll just do this. We'll keep going down Julian's list. If you have, we'll go one by one. If you have anybody, Caleb, now that we're even, just say it, whether we don't or not, we'll go from there. So, Julian?
Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony is just outside. He might still creep into the top 25, but he is number 30. Unfortunately, Melo is not correct. Okay. Actually, we'll just do this. Caleb, what do you have?
Like all the players?
Just give me another one, because you don't have Melo, I'm assuming. You would have said something.
Magic Johnson.
Okay. You do not have Melo, correct?
No.
Okay, I also have Magic Johnson.
All right. Both of you had Magic Johnson, and I am scrolling and still do not see him because this man was so insane. He did also only play 11 full NBA seasons. Oh, boy. Where is Magic Johnson? I do not see him. For the sake of right now, off the top of my head and looking, I do not see him, so we're going to say he is not correct, and I'm going to control F really quick and make sure he's not actually on here. Magic? How many guys are named Magic? Oh, I'm blind. He is 15th. You both are correct.
Oh, let's go.
It was really hard to see.
I was literally about to look it up.
Well, he also only played 11 years, so it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, whatever. But he had the ball in his hands single time he stepped on the court.
True. Very, very true. Shout out to Winning Time. Hopefully that series is coming back on for season 2 very soon. All right, Magic Johnson is 15th on this list. You both got a correct point for that. Julian, next on your list.
Karl Malone.
Caleb, did you also have Karl Malone? Julian's going to steal a point here. Karl Malone is correct. Malone is second on this list. Obviously, like you said, Gonna have a lot of turnovers when you have the ball in your hand for 21 years in the NBA or whatever it was, 19 years in the NBA. Karl Malone is second. He is 300 behind LeBron, 4,524.
I was trying to think of duos that lost in the NBA Finals a lot, and I
that's like, a good way to do it.
And I was like, it can't be Stockton. I would guess it's not Stockton, but
obviously you've already written your answers down, so maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I didn't write Stockton.
Caleb, who did you have?
I have John Stockton.
All right, I like that. So Caleb has John Stockton, and it is correct. John Stockton comes in at fifth, so John Stockton had the ball a ton, and he turned it over a ton. But the fact that his power forward turned it over more than the point guard is just a testament to how good John Stockton really was, right?
Yep.
Crazy. All right, John Stockton is correct. I'll give you a check mark for that. Julian, who do you have next?
Ralph Sampson.
Okay. Caleb, do you have Ralph Sampson?
No.
You seem floored by that answer. I don't think it's a bad answer. Ralph Sampson is a legend, but obviously maybe didn't play long enough. He is not in the top 100, unfortunately.
Brutal. My brain was...
It's a lot in 60 seconds. I have to give you that. And I'm just going to double check. Obviously, I'm blind. I'm just going to double check. I'm going to type in Sampson just for the sake of everyone listening wanting to... So, fun fact, if we were doing... You're going to love this. So Ralph Sampson was 10th on the ABA list. That is not Ralph Sampson. I would love to give you half a point. I didn't give Caleb the half point earlier, but I'm not going to do that, unfortunately. But that is a good guess. He was not on the list whatsoever, actually. So Ralph Sampson, not correct. Caleb, who do you have next?
Allen Iverson.
That is a good guess, I believe. Let's find out.
He should be top 10.
Mr. Allen Iverson, my second favorite player of all time, is 23rd on the list.
He is inside.
He is just inside the top 25. Allen Iverson is correct. AI baby. Unfortunately, turned the ball over not as many times as I thought, but also short
career. I mean, evidently not as much as I thought.
Yeah. Short career. He had 3,262. So, Julian, how many more do you have left?
Five, but three of them suck. So
well, let's
I have five as well, and two of them suck.
All right, for what it's worth, we also thought some of the other ones sucked, and they weren't. So, Julian, who's your next pick? Tracy McGrady. I'm going to just be safe and control F. Let's see. He was 129th, tied with Goran Dragic. Don't think he played long enough, unfortunately. That shows you how good Goran Dragic was, who played a long time and didn't turn the ball over. Goran Dragic, Tracy McGrady is not correct. I said Goran Dragic, wrong guy. So, Caleb, did you have Tracy McGrady?
No.
Okay. Who did you have next?
Kobe Bean.
As unfortunate as it is. Okay, perfect. So you both get a correct point for Mr. Kobe Bryant. That is a good guess. I'm always going to say Kobe's a good guess, even if it's not. Kobe is a good guess. Shout out to the Mamba once again. He is sixth on the all-time list. He is fifth on the non-ABA list. So, like, if you don't add them together. But either way, he's in the top 25. Kobe is correct for both of you. Who's next? Julian, I believe.
So, these are terrible, but they're the first three names that popped into my head with 5 seconds on the clock. Zach Randolph.
I'm not even going to look. Zach Randolph is not correct.
Dude, I know. Like, okay. That was the first
Let's just
keep going.
Let's just finish. Yeah, we got 5 minutes. Let's finish the three you have. Go ahead. Zach Randolph, yep.
Mike Conley.
Mike Conley's not correct.
Kyle Lowry.
That is a good guess. I believe he is on this list. Kyle Lowry is 67th. Turned the ball over quite a bit, actually, in his NBA career.
Yeah,
all right,
I'm not surprised.
So no more points. Point, all right, no more points on that end. Go ahead.
I have four that might give me points.
Okay, I'm ready.
Jason Kidd.
So Kidd is going to be correct. His placement on the list is just inside the top seven. He has 4,003. I can give you that one.
I was thinking
Mark
about
Jackson. Mark Jackson.
Wow. That is such a good guess, but he is 27th. That man played a long time, and he should have probably been on this list. There are a couple of active guys. So let's keep rolling so I can read this list for the shock value. Mike Bibby is not correct. I don't think he's even on this list, so I'm going to keep rolling. Mike Bibby.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade is a good get. 20th. Wow. D. Wade, he was the number one option on most of those teams, Julian, so obviously that was a good thought process earlier. He turned the ball over a lot because of that. He has 3,326. I believe you have one more.
No, that was it.
That was it, Dwayne Wade. All right. So to tally it up really quick, Julian got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct. So your total would have been 7?
Yep.
Okay. Caleb had 7, so that would have been a tie, but he got Kidd, Wade, LeBron, Magic, Stockton, that's 5, and AI and Kobe, that's 6-7. So Caleb's going to finish with 14, if my math's correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep.
Okay, he didn't get his favorite player.
Look, and I will look 7 to 14, you both had valiant efforts. I have to give you credit. So for the sake of time, I am going to read the top 25 from 25 to 1, just so we have it out there. Kevin Garnett, just outside the top 25, he has 26. Starting the top 25 was Robert Parrish, Scottie Pippen, Allen Iverson, active player Dwight Howard, who now plays in, obviously, Taiwan. Shaq was 21, Dwayne Wade, Charles Barkley. That was one I'm surprised no one said, Charles Barkley, the groundbound of turnover. Tim Duncan, Steve Nash, another big all-time point guard that I'm very surprised by, Steve Nash. Reggie Theus? The 16th on this list, which I thought was...
He's a point forward.
Interesting.
So it's interesting.
Magic Johnson, we said at 15th. Paul Pierce. Patrick Ewing. James Harden, we talked about him today. He was 12th all-time. He is active. He will probably continue to climb up that leaderboard. Hakeem Olajuwon at 11. Isaiah Thomas. Artis Gilmore, there's the ABA connection. Julius Erving, that one kind of breaks my heart a little bit. Jason Kidd, we said. Kobe Bryant. John Stockton at 5. Moses Malone at 4, and the one guy I'm floored that no one got is Russell Westbrook at number 3. He is number 3 all-time, 4,266 assists. Last year, if we were going off of last year, we thought he would catch LeBron this year, right? Like, that was just the way we all thought Westbrook was playing, but he's been unbelievable in that six-man role this year. So Westbrook, Karl Malone, and LeBron James finishes out the top 25. So... a lot of fun, fellas. Obviously, you know, can't win them all, can't lose them all. But thank you guys. Julian, again, 7 points. I promise you, you were not the worst. Go look at the scoreboard I tweeted out a few months ago. And then Caleb, I believe, is going to slot himself in at 2nd all time, which is actually pretty impressive. So, again, I thought these questions were harder. We're going to do this again in a few months. Let me come up with, like, some really hard draft ones or really hard college basketball ones and don't make them any of a multiple choice and let you guys kind of deal with it. But
you got a free pick.
Whatever, man. Yeah, he didn't get Devin Booker. It's okay. Any closing thoughts from either of you before I get out of here?
Hoodie
Eagle is him.
I still have the moral victory.
Hoodie Eagle is him.
All right.
It's okay.
Well, it was a lot of fun to bring you guys back on. Obviously, the next time we talk, hopefully it'll be either something draft related or if you once ACC play starts. Yeah, or ACC play, you know, wink, wink on that six-month madness, you know, the Carolina State, Duke, all that, you know. I'm just kidding. Don't milk me for any of my North Carolina stuff. So it's been a lot of fun, guys. I'm going to get out of here. Yeah, this has been the Two Pointers Podcast. I'm Trevor. See you guys later.